Is a college degree worth the cost in this economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama heads to Northern Virginia Community College in Alexandria today to highlight the value of a highly trained workforce. But he's got some convincing to do. A recent study shows a 57% of Americans don't think a college degree is good value. For more on this, let's bring in LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, David, as students graduate from college, as they are doing now, if they are able to find a job, which it's hard to do right now, how long do you think they're going to have to work to pay off their college debt?
It's longer and longer, it looks like. According to the figures that are out there, the average amount of debt that a college student is carrying is $23,000.
Wow.
That's an awful lot of money. And that's a big reason that the Pew Research Center has found in their latest study that a majority of Americans say college is just unaffordable and not worth the price.
Not worth the price. That's something we're hearing over and over again now. Is it worth the cost in this economy?
It's an interesting question, especially when you're facing that much debt and such tough prospects for finding a job, not to mention the cost of tuition. The average cost for a four-year public university, about $20,000 a year in tuition. That doesn't even include room and board.
Yeah.
$35,000 a year for a private university. So yeah, that's a lot of money. But I don't know. I look at that Pew number, and I think people are just sort of responding more to these tough times than they are to the actual value of an education. Because let's face it, people with a college education do fare better in the marketplace when they can get a job. They tend to get more money. They tend to have better advancement prospects. So you would think that this education does provide the foundation most people need to advance in the world.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, if you go online today, you may be seeing a whole different World Wide Web. That's because today, internet companies are taking part in the largest ever one-day test of a system that will eventually be the internet's backbone. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
We've got so many devices that use the internet, smartphones, laptops, tablets, that we're running out of ways to connect. A next-generation system has tons more space, but isn't widely used. It's called Internet Protocol Version 6. The test today sounds even catchier, IPv6 Day.
Not just IPv6 Day, World IPv6 Day.
Martin Levy is with internet service provider Hurricane Electric. Today, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, and hundreds of others are testing the V6 system. Most users shouldn't notice a problem.
Unless there is a configuration issue. That's the failure mode that we are looking for.
If that happens, you won't be able to get to the websites of test participants. And that's on purpose. Michael Van Norman is director of network engineering at UCLA.
The reason that the providers have all decided to do this on the same day is so that none of them are disadvantaged by looking like they're broken while their competitors look like everything's fine.
Van Norman says it's important to work out the kinks. UCLA, for one, will be rolling out the system in its dorms this summer. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down across Europe and Asia this morning. There was a rally going on Wall Street, but in a speech yesterday, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke didn't mention any new steps the Fed will take to help the economy out of the recent soft patch. So stocks ended the day lower. The Dow finished down 19 points at 12,070.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ.
Nintendo has unveiled its latest gaming system, the Wii U. It won't be available for another year, but even so, analysts aren't sure it'll be enough to win back gamers from rivals such as Sony and Microsoft. The unveiling happened at the Electronic Entertainment Expo, also known as E3, here in Los Angeles. Our tech reporter Steve Henn has been hanging out there, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Steve, what is it like over there at the Staples Center? What's going on? Tell us about it.
It's kind of a madhouse. Fake zombies are climbing the walls. There were real tanks parked in the driveway. I can't play the serious games to save my life, so I've just been creeping up behind gamers like Andrea Leong to watch. Leong's a graphic artist who works in the industry.
So I noticed you were just eaten by a lion.
Yes, I was eaten by a lion. But overall, this game is really fun. It's actually really fun, and the graphics are really amazing.
What's it called?
Dragon's Dogma.
So, as someone who works in the industry, is working on a game like this the ultimate?
I would say so. It's one of the, you know, the dreams of anyone who goes into the game industry business is to work on a huge project that's almost epic. Like a movie.
Well, how does the size of the video game industry compare to Hollywood?
Well, in 2010, video games for consoles like the Xbox or Nintendo sold more than $10 billion of games. So that's actually almost exactly the same amount of money as Hollywood. But if you add in apps for smartphones and social games for Facebook, that's probably another $5 billion in sales. So by some measures, this is bigger than the movie business.
And when I think of people playing video games, I do think of people that are younger that can figure out these crazy 3D games. Is that right, or is everyone playing them?
A lot of people who grew up playing video games are not so young. The average age of a gamer, according to the industry, is 37. And a lot of the games aren't just about lopping people's heads off. I met a game designer at USC last night that's building a game for Xbox Kinect called Mother Nature, and it lets you control the environment with your gestures.
Wow. I'll have to wait for that one to come out. Marketplace's Steve Henn joining us from here in Los Angeles. Thanks so much.
Sure thing.
And finally, to another new piece of technology being unveiled at a park in Hastings, Minnesota. It's called Sonic Screen, and its purpose is to get teenagers to stop hanging out in the local park and vandalizing the playground. How will it do that? By emitting a loud noise that apparently can only be heard by people under the age of 20. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Chinese students spend years studying for intense college entrance exams, but once they get to campus, many of those students lose steam.
Chinese schools aren't producing this talent. In fact, maybe they're taking some very creative people and making them uncreative. And so this has tremendous economic implications.
I'm Tess Vigeland. What college burnouts mean for the Chinese economy? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.